Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Gray, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, we are conducting a survey and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. So all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. Okay, what's your zip code?
49097.
49097.
No, 8. 49098.
49098. Okay. All right, and what is your year of birth?
1992.
1992. All right. Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for
Joe Biden.
I voted for Kanye West.
Okay, we have the following. I'll read it to you. So we have Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, you are too young, not registered, or did you not vote?
Someone else.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Okay, perfect. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. So how likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably not vote.
Or probably not. Okay. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? So please raise the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
4.
4. Okay. So please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president. So it's Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of these people or groups, you please indicate so. So Josh Shapiro from 0 to 10, or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay. Donald Trump?
2.
2. Okay. Barack Obama?
8 or 9. I'll give him a 10, actually. I like Obama.
Okay. And J.D. Vance?
1.
Okay. Mark Kelly?
Never heard of.
Okay. All right. Gretchen Whitmer?
8.
8. Okay. And Joe Biden?
2.
2. All right. Kamala Harris?
Give her a 3.
Sorry?
A 3.
A 3. Okay. And Tim Waltz?
I don't know.
Okay, so that would be very cold and unfavorable?
Oh, I don't know who he is. Like, I don't know anything about
him. Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you so much. So on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. Okay, so you may use any number between 0 and 10. So the affordability of housing?
Three.
Three. Okay. The protection of Social Security or Medicare?
One.
Okay. Fighting discrimination and systematic racism?
Four.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that make it harder for certain people to vote?
One. This one's out of five, correct?
Sorry? No, it's all the way to 10. To 10. But yeah. 0 is not worried at all, 5 is somewhat worried, and 10 is very worried. All right. Okay. I do appreciate your time, though. Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
6.
Okay. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
2.
Okay. Election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
1.
1. Okay. The banning of Black history?
1.
Okay, I am just providing you the information here. So the banning of Black history?
7.
Okay. The availability of resources for K-12 education?
2.
The conflict in Palestine?
5.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted?
6.
Lack of dependable transportation systems?
9.
Racial profiling among police?
7.
The crime rate in my community?
1.
Okay, perfect. I do appreciate your time again. I know it's taking some time, but yeah, I do appreciate it. So I know it is a long way off, but then if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
So I wouldn't vote.
I'll read up. Okay, you wouldn't vote. As of today, the Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So if Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, makes no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
I'm neutral. It wouldn't change. I'd still be probably not wanting to vote.
So that would be much less?
Neutral. Stay the same.
Okay. Okay, so compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Less favorable.
Okay. Okay, so do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. So for each of the following traits, I'd like to let you know, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or doesn't really describe her. So represents the Black community?
Somewhat.
Okay. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
Somewhat.
Is a political insider?
Somewhat.
Is progressive?
Somewhat.
Fights for people of color?
Neutral.
Governs with kindness and compassion?
Somewhat, yeah.
All right. Locked up people that should not have been?
Yeah, she did that. Agreed.
All right. So now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. So for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or no difference. So Kamala has constantly been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for a voting record ahead of the senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, or refused?
Less favorable.
Less favorable. Okay. And Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a Black study group at the UC Berkeley known as the Afro-American Association.
Neutral.
Would you like? Okay. So Kamala is an absolute trailblazer. The African American and woman elected as the district attorney for San Francisco, attorney general of California, the first African American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
More supportive.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I said more supportive.
Okay. As a CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Neutral.
Okay. So Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the end of police officers, at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Neutral.
Okay. All right, perfect. We are almost done. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are 0. Okay. All right, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power would you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are not important to you? Please rate the amount you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
4. They can use 4 more power.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done. So I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I would not vote.
Okay. All right. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. So when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. So which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Would it be TikTok, national newspapers, MSNBC, local newspapers, family and friends, CNN, local radio, local TV news, Twitter, Snapchat, Fox News, network news,
CNN.
Facebook, Instagram, other?
CNN.
Or CNN. Okay. All right, we are 90% complete. So are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Would it be very often, somewhat often, a little bit, not at all?
A little bit.
Okay. So in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Independent, or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. So are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Single. Okay, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
80K.
Okay. All right. Amazing. I do appreciate your time. That was the end of the survey.
Awesome.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For taking it. All right. Okay. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.